In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I just finished going to camp, the St. Peter the Aleut camp, and there's often little nuggets at the campfire that we try to have every night. We don't have it every night, but we come close. And here's one, and I wanted to talk about it, because I think it's really important. It takes a really, really good man to be better than no man at all. That was what someone said their grandfather had once said. You can turn it around and say also, or say it in a different way, it takes a really, really good woman to be better than no woman at all. The idea is that if you have a good man or woman that you marry, then life is good. Then you can save your soul. Then things are peaceful. If you marry someone that is not good, if you marry for the wrong reasons, or if a person is in a string of relationships that are subpar every time, as is so often the case, even among Orthodox Christians these days, that's not as good as having nobody at all. I think this, when I heard this, I thought, this is because the reason why people are in bad relationships, they get hooked up with bad guys, bad girls, people that are not compatible with them, people that don't, in the case of an Orthodox Christian, a person that doesn't even believe in God or is not religious at all, and they fall in love and get married, and then things happen, and the relationship falters. The reason things like this happen, I think, are because we don't have a proper view of what our life is all about. And so really, I hope you've heard me preach about this 1,000 times. I hope you never tired of it. Our life is about perfection. Our life is about purity, to be vessels of the Holy Spirit. We can only be vessels of the Holy Spirit if we strive to follow the commandments with God helping us. And with the grace of our baptism acting within us and being continually renewed by our prayer, our fasting, confession, and the holy mysteries and everything else. But if we have a view that life is about not being lonely, only thinking of loneliness in terms of having somebody with us, a warm body in the bed or somebody to share our life with, if we think life is that, then we are apt to make mistakes. And I see them all the time. Life is not about trying to not be lonely on a human level. Life is about achieving perfection with God helping us. Now, I don't wish anyone to be lonely. I've been lonely before in my life, and it's no fun at all. In fact, sometimes I still get dreams of times when I was very lonely in high school or in the beginning of college. And they're very painful dreams. It would be hard to live like that. But it would be harder to live in a situation with someone who does not love God, or someone who tries to constrain or change the way I worship or the way I live my life. Or even if they don't try to change me, if it's not their thing and therefore I have to do it all on my own. It'd be better to do something. If you're going to do it on your own, do it by yourself. Don't do it with a boat anchor attached to your leg. So this little saying, this little pithy saying, really applies well to our situation. I saw recently a movie in which a single mother saw a guy that really seemed decent. Her criterion for is a guy decent was he going to be good with her son? And it turns out this guy was decent in many ways beyond that. But what she was looking for was someone for her son. She didn't want to be alone. A better way to look at life would be that the purpose of life is the salvation of the soul. And you're never alone with Christ. I know emotionally we can feel alone. That happens to me all the time too, even now. Even with people all around me. Because there's things that I think that maybe I'm not understood, or maybe there's something difficult in my life that I can't completely explain to people. We still go through loneliness. But with Christ, He's always with us. And if we had the attitude that the purpose of life is perfection of the soul, not getting a good man or getting a good woman or having children or becoming successful or any of the other things that I've heard when I give my pat question that I give so often, which is, what is the purpose of your life? If we didn't have those priorities, but instead a priority to save our soul, then if we did have a man or a woman come into our life, that would be the right one, a really, really good one. So this is really important. Our young people have to hear this. The purpose of your life is not that you don't be lonely. The purpose of your life is perfection. Now, because of the fact that we have so much sexual promiscuity, even among Orthodox, we have a lot of single mothers, because the usual way things have been since the beginning of time, just about, is that a woman will not abandon her child, but a man will readily do so. So you have all these mothers taking care of their children, and the fathers are nowhere to be seen or are rarely around. Or even if they're around, they're not and engaged in their child's life. Obviously, the brunt of the care of the child is on the woman. And so this predisposes her to a certain desperation. Many of them are like this, because they want to have someone to help them with the child and with their own life and with the difficulties. Of course, if not for the monastic life, we are best suited under most circumstances to live in the married estate. But a bad marriage is much, much worse than no marriage. So may God grant us to have the right priorities and to tell our loved ones, our young ones, from the time they're old enough to understand that the purpose of their life is not to find a man and get married, not to find a woman and get married, not to have children, not to be successful, not to go to college. The purpose of our life is the perfection of the soul. And then there would be less people making a mistake and getting involved with a bad man and all the repercussions that happen after that. May God help us to teach our loved ones this. It takes a really, really good man to be better than no man at all. That's true. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.